it's the Southside's own Jonathan Hood. Weeknights on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
There's a blast deep into the night, and a two-run homer for Baez. And there it goes. Abreu massacres this ball to left center field.
Donna goes in motion left. Snap it to Michelle. He's running to the left. Angling, 25-20. Got a block for Brown. 50, 10, 5. Touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. Don't win it. We're headed to Atlanta.
Trubisky's going to run it, and he is going to get a first down. Trubisky to the 42-yard line. Oh, my goodness.
In the ring, Steamboat got him up. A slam. But Blair inside Cradlewood, too. He did it. He's done it. Steamboat's leg muscle. And Blair has done it. Blair has done it.
Under the Hood with Jonathan Hood. Weeknights on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
What's up, what's up? And welcome in. You're listening to Under the Hood with Jonathan Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. With open phone lines for you at 312-332-ESPN. 332-3776 is the telephone number. Hit me up on Twitter, twitter.com, tweetjhood. On Instagram, IGJHood. There's a poll question already out there for you on Instagram, IGJHood. You got to check it out. Go there now. Vote. We'll tell you about it as we move forward throughout the program. On the program tonight, here on this Tuesday, we will hear from Dan Jiggetts, friend of the program, former Chicago Bear. We'll get his thoughts about the Bears in their upcoming matchup against Minnesota. He has some stories, I think, from his days of playing with the Bears, playing in Bloomington against the Vikings. So we'll talk to Dan about that coming up at 8:10. Tales from the Hood, stories of sports, entertainment, everything else in between. Also, we'll hear from old buddy Nick Friedel, who covers the NBA for ESPN.com. We'll talk to Nick, get his thoughts about the drama that's happening in Oakland. Have you heard about this? Have you seen this? This whole thing that's going on with Draymond Green versus Kevin Durant? You know, you can be a championship successful team, and there's always going to be some kind of drama. You may not know about it, but this one was out front for everybody to see. So we'll get his thoughts about that, and the Bulls, of course, coming up at 9:05. Brad Edwards covers college football every Saturday. There is College Game Day here on ESPN 1000. Brad Edwards does a great job with Trevor Maddich and Matt Schick. They break down college football before Chicago's college tailgate comes on Saturdays. Brad will be with us to talk about the college football playoff. His thoughts about Northwestern. I want to get his thoughts about Notre Dame, too. How can they continue with their sustained success? Will they remain as a top-four team before it's all squared away? We'll talk to Brad about that coming up at 9:35. If you're a college football fan, I got you. If you're an NBA fan, I got you. NFL fan, I got you. Bears fan, I got you. Everything that you need right here between now and 10 o'clock right here on ESPN 1000. Hope that you had a great Tuesday. Hope to have you a great Tuesday night as we keep you company until 10 o'clock right here on ESPN 1000. We had Northwestern basketball on yesterday, so we didn't have our Bear Down Monday. So I figure we can have it today, even though it's Tuesday. I think we could start off talking about the Bears. There's some other things we're going to get into as well regarding the NBA and Jimmy Butler as well. I can't wait to lay that out for you coming up in a little bit here this hour. But let me start off first with the Bears. Do the Bears have a 6-3 roster? Do the Bears have, at this point in time, a 6-3 roster? I mean, let's look through the 6-3 Bears window. What were the expectations for the Bears this season? You tell me. Because I took phone calls with you in July and August leading into the season when they were in Bourbonnais in the preseason. And some of you are giving me the 5 wins, 5-11, 6-10. I told you 7-9. I will make sure that I stamp this every week to let you know that when I made my final prediction in August, that I thought that the Bears would be a 7-9 football team. Some thought I was trending too high even with the 7 wins. But I was giving them the benefit of the doubt because of the changes that were made offensively with this football team. So what are your expectations now? What were your expectations when the season started? What are your expectations now? because clearly things have changed, right? The team is 6-3. As you and I know, things change in the NFL sonically. You can have a plethora of injuries to derail your season. Hello, Lions. You can find a wide receiver or quarterback that fits the system perfectly. Hello, Kansas City. And execute out of nowhere. And you can have a division that underachieves while your team learns slowly on the job training to win games. Hello, Bears. I select C in that category for the Bears. And that is to be in a division in which the division underachieves while you slowly learn on the job how to win ball games. The Bears are in that C category. That's where they are. A system that still has kind of rough around the edges, but enough players on both sides of the football to make a difference. The Bears are a good football team. I don't know if anyone has told you that today. I don't know if anyone told you that yesterday on the station, but let me be the first to tell you if no one else has told you. The Bears are a good football team. A good football team. The record says they're a good football team. The question is, can they maintain the first place status or the slash playoff berth status? Sure they could. They could, but will they? That's the question. Fishbane wrote this in The Athletic. Kevin Fishbane does a great job on theathletic.com. It says, the Bears now have 30-plus points in four games this season, which is already more than the entire John Fox era, which produced three 30-point games in three seasons. Let me give you that again, if I'm going too fast. The Bears now have 30-plus points in four games this season, which is already more than the entire John Fox era, which produced three 30-point games in three seasons. I pause for effect.
I mean, I don't know. Is it going to be heads or tails on Sunday? I don't know.
ESPN's John Fox. Trubisky has two games this season with at least 148 passer rating, more than Jay Cutler had in his eight seasons in Chicago. And maybe the narrative for this performance for some will focus on the banged up Lions defense that already struggled against the pass. Maybe some folks will want to see if Trubisky could do it again against the Vikings defense on prime time this upcoming Sunday before we make grand proclamations. Combine the offensive explosion with another takeaway Sunday for the defense, and you've got a Bears team that has had his best record this far into a season since 2012. It's 2018, in case you haven't seen the calendar. They haven't had a record like this since 2012. Now, here's the thing that I will not be for you. I'm not going to be the Pied Piper for Bears football because I'm always looking at this team or all of our teams with a critical eye. Not a negative eye, critical eye. And I think that's always fair. But what I will tell you is that you have to take advantage of what is in front of you week after week after week. I can tell you what Mitch Trubisky is, and I can also tell you what Mitch Trubisky is not. In this offensive league that we are looking at right now, I will tell you what the Bears and Trubisky are not. Because I think we have to be able to break this down. I always look at our teams in the city, versus others that have either made it or teams that are underachieving. If you take a look at that 6-3 window, you know who else is 6-3 so far this season? Carolina. You know who else is 6-3 this season? Washington and Houston. And Pittsburgh is in a position where they're over 500 playing very well at 6-2-1. And Minnesota is 5-3-1. I just named for you a number of teams that have six wins, just like the Bears have six wins. They're 6-3s. We're talking about the Bears with Jonathan Hood on ESPN 1000, the ESPN app. From what you know about the NFL, are the Bears as good as Carolina? Are the Bears as good as Washington? Are the Bears as good as Houston? Uh-oh. There's the Watson question. Deshaun Watson versus Mitch Trubisky barbershop question. Look out. Are the Bears as good as the Pittsburgh Steelers? Are the Bears as good as the Minnesota Vikings? We're going to find out on Sunday, won't we, when it comes to the Vikings? Do the Bears have a 6-3 football roster? I would tell you the answer is yes before I take your phone calls on this. I say they do have a 6-3 football roster. Now, I want you to imagine this. Imagine if this was reversed. Imagine if the Bears were 3-6 instead of 6-3. Many look coming into the season as, Trubisky's got to learn this new offense, new head coach. You got to weed out the good and the bad. You got to figure out who's going to be part of the future of this football team, who's not. And then imagine if the Bears, and historically, by the way, when a first-year coach comes in and he tries to have a new system, it does not work out very well. So many examples of that. I mean, the first name came in my mind just now is like Jimmy Johnson when he first came to the Dallas Cowboys, and 1-15, trying to weed out all the bad and figuring out who can play. Well, imagine the Bears at 3-6. You know who else is 3-6? Detroit's 3-6. Okay? Imagine the Bears are 3-6 because Denver's 3-6, and Tampa's 3-6, and Jacksonville and Cleveland are 3-6. And so are the Bills and so are the Jets, underachieving. They're 3-7. So I could tell you what the Bears are not. The Bears are not Detroit, as we saw on Sunday. They're not Denver. They're not even, it's not even Duval County. It's not even Jacksonville. Amazing how a season changes on a dime just like that. Jacksonville was like on the crest, on their way to be on the same level as New England for a year. Now look what happened. They figured out they didn't have a quarterback. And here's where the rubber meets the road with that quarterback conversation. As we have this consternation and this hand-wringing about what Trubisky is and what Trubisky is not, and you will take it from experts all day long, experts here at the station, experts that come on this on the shows, and they talk about Mitch Trubisky, and they talk about what he is not. Well, I think it's very clear what he is not. But also it's very clear that he's not Mike Glennon. We know that he's not that because that's the bar last year. The bar was Mike Glennon. The bar at one point was Jay Cutler. The bar was Mark Sanchez. So if nothing else, if you're not satisfied with Bears football, turn it off. Don't watch it. But if you're interested in trying to find a team that's trying to work out the kinks, and again, accentuate the positives, hide the negatives, is what Nagy's trying to do, then you've got to be in it for the long haul. Because as you know, like I know, the future for the Bears, right here, right now, on November 13th. You know why? Because they traded for Khalil Mack. And when you make a Cubs-like move like the Bears did by getting Khalil Mack and trading for him and trading for the future and trying to make sure that you're locked in for the present right now, you mortgage the future for the present right now, then you better be able to turn it around quickly. So clearly, the Bears brass thought that if Khalil Mack's here, top five player in the league, top 10 player in the league, however you want to do the argument, a difference maker for sure defensively. And then once again, out for a couple of games, comes in and pays dividends for the Bears against the Lions. Was it just him and Roquan Smith were terrific amongst others on that defense for the Bears. Point is that when you make the deal for Mitch Trubisky, a deal I will raise my hand and tell you that was not a big fan of because I saw Trubisky in college and I'm like, I don't get it. And I was, it's okay that I don't get it. I'm only a college football fan. I don't know much. I only watch the games every Saturday. I'm just telling you that I didn't get it. And so because I didn't get it, now you're starting from scratch with a brand new system. And here comes Mitch Trubisky now trying to learn this system. And so I see what's going on with this team defensively because when you have Khalil Mack, that means, boy, maybe the Bears are ready. Well, I can look at the NFC North, or I even look at the computer. I can just look at the NFC North and see what's happening with the Packers. With Aaron Rodgers, you always know you have a chance. But Aaron Rodgers every year is getting more and more frustrated to the point where maybe Mike McCarthy won't be around after this season. A frustrated fan base that says, how come we can't win more than one Super Bowl championship? How come you won't be able to get quality free agents in here with Green Bay? Because the team is good, but there's a ceiling on their success, as great as Aaron Rodgers is. The Minnesota Vikings, the team I chose to win the Super Bowl this year, a team that's 5-3-1 coming into this season, ceiling on their success so far. Strong defense, but they put their chips in the middle of the table, all in on Kirk Cousins. And now what? It's not bad, but it's not dominant. Then there's the Lions, and the Lions be lining. It's exactly what we saw over the years. Underachievement and a team that just can't get out of their own way. With a coach with a nest on his chin. This is where we are right now. And so then you say, well, what about the Bears? What about the Bears? After all that, right? The Bears are in first place. And I'm not going to tell you that they're always going to be in first place. I have no idea. But I'll tell you one thing, that learning on the job slowly but surely, and you can look at the NFC and you think the Bears are the worst first place team in the, however you look at it, you think they're the best, you think they're in the middle, they're in the worst. If nothing else, the arrow's trending up because they made the deal for Khalil Mack. Trubisky aside, offense aside, flashy offense aside, they traded for Khalil Mack to make a difference in that defense. Defense, by the way, still matters. No matter what you see on Sundays, defense actually still matters in this league. Guys that can make stops, that can rush the passer. You know why? You want as many three and outs as possible so you can get it back to the offense. So if Khalil Mack and all the other guys on that defense can make a difference, you'll take it. As we talk about the Bears with Jonathan Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. Put on the poll, Felix, and we'll take your phone calls as well. I got open phone lines, 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. You tell me, do the Bears have a 6-3 football roster? Yes or no? Very simple. And as the offense builds, not only on the other side of the tracks was Khalil Mack, but Robinson coming back really did a great job for the Bears offense. That's what you need for your quarterback, your young quarterback, to be able to have a rapport with not just one receiver, but a number of receivers. But Robinson back, yeah, that was pretty quality.
It was big. Yeah, he's again, it's a confidence thing. For any time you have a guy that's played the game as long as he has, and he's able to give a security blanket to Mitch. He's a big target. You can put the ball in his area, and he's either going to get a PI or come down with the football. And so I thought, you know, just that comfort level of just adding another guy to our offense is just another weapon. So it made him, I'm sure it helped him out.
Trubisky thought he had one of his best games against the Lions.
Yeah, it'd probably be one of my best games. Just felt really comfortable out there. Thought the O-line played fantastic today, and we got open on the outsides. And it was just me doing my job, sitting back there and getting the ball to the playmaker. So I just felt really comfortable today. And I put the ball where I needed to go. And it's all credit to my teammates and the work we put in practice. Being comfortable in the pocket, being good with my eyes and my feet, and being positive on first and second down, and just probably most of all, just my mindset, and just I'm proud of my teammates, the way they believe in me, continue to have my back, and the work we put in practice and just translating that to the game. So it just feels good to know all that hard work you put in and then go out there and perform well today. So it was a great job, and I had a lot of fun out there with my teammates.
Thoughts there from Mitch Trubisky, the quarterback for this Bears team that's 6-3. Is this a 6-3 roster? I went through the teams that are 6-3 in the NFL. And I can't talk about the playoffs now. I can't talk about how they stack up against the other teams, the NFC. But I will tell you this, that the same record, Washington has that same record of 6-3. And so is Carolina. You know, as I mentioned, the Vikings are 5-3-1. You've got teams that are in that same area of wins. And it's not about who you play as much as it is you just being able to get the job done. Because imagine if it was the other way. Imagine if they were 3-6 like Tampa. Imagine if the Bears were like the Lions in disarray at 3-6. Could you imagine if they were Jacksonville at 3-6 or Denver at 3-6, can't find the quarterback that they want. Cleveland at 3-6 and the Buffalo and the Jets 3-7. Bad. But if nothing else, they're headed in the right direction and healthy enough to be able to make plays. Some thoughts now from Hakeem Hicks. One of my favorites, Hakeem Hicks, his thoughts about what surprised him about the defense.
Bilal. Bilal is excellent, man. He has grown so much since OTAs. He's grown so much since training camp. He just keeps improving and keeps getting better, man. It's great to see, especially as, you know, one of his veterans. It's an awesome feeling.
You know, I'm not really into the partner thing on ESPN 1000. Not much been to, like, doing partner shows, Felix, but I would, if Akeem Hicks is ready, when he's ready,
yes.
I would take him as a partner like tomorrow. That guy is so positive.
He loves you too.
And I love him.
He's good.
It's a love affair. I don't do that partner. I'm not very good with that partner thing, but I would definitely look in Akeem Hicks because that guy is going to be a tremendous, whatever he wants to do at the end of his career. When he's done, he's already a fantastic football player.
So would Hood go first? You both have the H. It would have to be Hood and Hicks.
No, I'll put him up first.
Hicks and Hood.
Yes. Yes. Because I'll be on the downside of my career then. Don't worry about me. I'm here. I'm just here driving the show. Whatever you need, Mr. Akeem, let's go back to the line. That's whatever he wants. No, but, you know, Davis, I think that he's tremendous. I love his personality, and I love his drive. You know, if we get a chance to talk to him a couple of times a year, usually before the season, and he's always – he's more positive and more optimistic than the coaches sometimes. Because he's there in the trenches. He's seeing this, right? And I just think that clearly with Khalil Mack on the team, he doesn't overshadow. He enhances what the Bears do defensively. Bears defense was already top 10 defense to me. They played like that more times than not last year. But now when Mack's healthy, oh, good Lord. I know it's 2018. You want to see the scoreboard lit up. You want to see 48-41, but you still got to make plays. You got to make stops. By the way, if you see Callahan, Bryce Callahan in the street, buy him a drink. Give him your business card. Because when he gets paid, you want to track him down so he can buy you a drink. Bryce Callahan. It's just a game or just a few games that we've seen. But my goodness, Bryce Callahan is going to get paid and he is going to really do well. I really enjoyed his game. Eddie Jackson, Prince Amukamara, those guys really played well. And again, on the offensive side of the football, with Trubisky, it's good to see Allen Robinson back in that mix. We just heard from Nagy talking about Allen Robinson with Anthony Miller, Trey Burton. And so this is great. This is great so far. Now, next step, Minnesota. What are you going to do? I'd rather for it to be this way than to be 3-6 and talking about the draft in November. Because I've done those shows before. I've had those college guys on in November talking about the draft for the Bears in April. That sucks. And that is something that I think many don't understand or don't know about our business. Now, again, I can only speak for this show. Maybe others feel this way. I would rather be optimistic and talk about a team that's trending in the right direction than a team that's just awful. Or a team that just got no hope. And so at least there's some hope there at 6-3 at the top of the division. That's much better radio for me. That's a much more better feeling watching game by game, analyzing how a team gets better than just to watch the garbage week after week, knowing that there's no chance and that the head coach isn't right or the ownership isn't right. Oh, they'll tell you, I did too many of those shows. This show and this year, much better. Because it's everything's roll the dice. It's not. I'm not covering the Patriots where you expect greatness. I'm not covering that. I'm not looking at Kansas City where they're going like a locomotive and then all of a sudden they get to the playoffs and they're going to be knocked down early. Because that's typical Andy Reid. I'm talking about a team here that's slowly building week by week, which is interesting to me. So I want to get your phone calls in here. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. It's a simple question. We got the poll question and the phone lines open for you right now. If you're a Bears fan listening to me right now, you should be able to have the answer to this. It's pretty simple. Are the Bears a 6-3 football roster? Do they have a 6-3 football roster? Or better than 6-3? Is it better or worse than 6-3? 312-332-ESPN is our phone number. Still to come, some thoughts about Jimmy Butler. Oh, Jimmy, he went from Chicago to Minneapolis, now to Philly. Great, but what's your next stop?
You're listening to my mans and them.
Just some men that's on the mic. And when we rock up on the mic, we rock the mic.
Right? Jay Hood. On ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
Under the Hood with Jonathan Hood. Weeknights on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
Robinson, and he's going to go in for a Chicago touchdown. 26 yards, second touchdown catch
today for Allen Robinson.
That deserves a wow. Chris Myers on the call on Fox. As the Bears win over the Detroit Lions, looking forward to Sunday night's game against Minnesota. As you listen to ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. Jonathan Hood with you. I'd like to remind you, coming up, we'll hear from Dan Jiggetts, former Chicago Bear. We'll talk to him, friend of the program at 8:10. Got to hear from Jiggs because we haven't talked to him since summer football. It's been a while. It's November. I don't know how Jiggs slipped through the cracks, but we're going to have him on, though, because we got to get his thoughts about the Bears. He is the proprietor of the Bears Kool-Aid, of course. No one has more Bears Kool-Aid than he does, so we're getting his thoughts coming up at 8:10 here on ESPN 1000. Tales from the Hood in an hour from now here on ESPN 1000. And we got our poll question up as well. Twitter.com, tweet Jay Hood, as well as at ESPN 1000. The question is, hit notifications, scroll down. Are the Bears blank than a 6-3 team? Are they better or worse than a 6-3 team? Vote early, vote often at ESPN 1000 and at Twitter.com, tweet Jay Hood. And we're asking the same question on the phone lines. 312-332-ESPN is our phone number. Jeff in Beverly, my buddy's here on ESPN 1000. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Jay Hood, for East Suburban Catholic Conference alumnus. So you from St. Francis, I went to Marist, so you know about that stuff.
Yes.
But I'm just, it's weird. But I just want to tell you, and you kicked me off with this. You said the Bears need to win if they signed, you know, since they signed Khalil Mack, but they also need to do it because they traded up to get Trubisky.
Mm-hmm.
And also, they have a possible three defensive backs that may be Pro Bowlers. Possible, at least one. And also maybe a lineman, a defensive lineman that's a Pro Bowler, with Akeem Hicks.
Mm-hmm.
And it's time. And now they got a new coach that's going to show you he's been in the playoffs a few times. So this, I think you're absolutely right. They didn't turn it around slowly, going way back to after Jerry Angelo, since the Trestman days. It took a long time to clean house and start over again. And it seems like after Fox is gone, that they kind of turned us around quickly, although – it's so we're all so guarded because we're Bears fans. It's so you expect them to be just 8-8, but man, I tell you what, they're hanging out there for us to cheer on. I'm going to the Viking game on Sunday night, so I can't wait.
That's going to be fun, Jeff. Jeff in Beverly, and I'm jealous. I'm glad you checked in, man. I appreciate your phone call. And now he leaves line open. 312-332 ESPN is our phone number. Good to hear from Jeff, longtime caller of shows that I've been hosting for a long time. Concepcion is in Wheaton on ESPN 1000. What's up, Con?
I think. Hello, am I on?
Go ahead, sir.
Okay. I don't know if I can hear you or not.
I know I can hear you, and so did everybody else.
Oh.
Turn the radio down.
Okay. Okay, turn my radio down, and okay, my radio's off, and I just have you on my phone.
All right.
Does that work?
Okay, that'll work, yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah, because I'm kind of. Computer illiterate, but anyway, yeah. To your question, Jay Hood,
yeah.
We should be 9-0 at this time. We should be okay, but Mitch has not found his perfection. That's how I'm going to put it, okay? Because he is getting better and better. Last year, he made every single game so much fun to watch. Once he started playing after. The other guy, McGlennon, whatever, you know, we wasted money on. But that's about it. That's what I got to say. And they remind me of the Urlacher Briggs era and the 85 Bears. They're just monsters returning again.
What are you doing tonight, Concepcion? What's your night like tonight?
Excuse me? What's your night like tonight?
Oh, I'm a Lyft driver, and I'm out having fun driving, talking to people, and I just picked up my daughter from Boston Market, and we're going to go home and have some chicken.
Well,
turkey, actually.
Or turkey.
I wanted to spice it up. We're always getting chicken.
Yeah. So.
Is that wrong with it?
Well, this
wrong
is my first time on the phone. This was a blast. It was really, really, really fun.
Okay. Well.
Thank you, David.
Hey, what's your daughter's, Concepcion, what's your daughter's name?
Crystal.
C-H-R-Y-S-T-I-L.
Oh, okay.
Pronounced Crystal.
Oh, yeah. Okay. A little funky with the name. Okay, that's good. I like it. But I'll say this. Make sure you tell everybody about Under the Hood, okay? Make sure when you are picking people up about ESPN 1000 and Under the Hood.
Okay, gotcha. I'm going to see if they'll let me have it on, because sometimes they're on their phone doing whatever they do on their phone when they do that in the backseat. So,
well,
bye, buddy.
Well, you tell them. No, you tell them, man.
Brother.
Tell them.
Okay.
Tell them to keep it on, that you want to listen to ESPN 1000 when you're traveling.
Right. Okay. Will do.
Thanks, Crystal.
Thanks, pal.
Hell of a spelling on that, Crystal. I like that. A little funky. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number.
Pronounced Cristel.
Yeah, apparently. I don't know if Concepcion picks up on that.
Well, I just picked up the phone, and I was like, all right, thank you for coming on. He was like, thank you, guys. I appreciate that. And then Crystal came on. Thank you for the name.
No, thank you. Thank your dad for the name, or somebody. Interesting name.
Love
there.
It.
Very interesting name there. Put this on the poll at ESPN 1000. Do you need to be computer illiterate to use a cell phone? Yes or no? I mean, Concepcion said that he was computer illiterate, so I just want to know, is that a byproduct? Is that a prerequisite to be able to use a cell phone? In South Shore, here's Boone with Jonathan Hood on ESPN 1000. Hey, Boone.
Hey, how you doing there?
What's cracking?
Yeah, I was calling because, in my opinion, I couldn't talk myself out of believing that they are better than the 6-3 team.
Uh-huh.
And my reason for that is, you know, good teams have good players that fall through the cracks. You think about Adam Shaheen, who's baby Gronk, who hasn't contributed. The last call reminded me about Glennon, who was, you know, $18 million who didn't contribute. We got Kevin White. We got Romas Garcoo. We got another guy that's slipping my mind. So it's all kind of good young players that did contribute. I mean, even our free agents, when I said Glennon, I wanted the Bears to keep Lamar Houston and Willie Young because I wasn't a believer in Leonard Floyd, who's another guy who was really having produced. But we went in and we have good players because he hit in this year's draft, so in this year's free agency. So it's like, you know, when you get those kind of good players that fall through the cracks, I think you're a good team. One thing about Leonard Floyd, when he broke his hand, he wasn't able to increase his upper body strength and do bench presses. So maybe that's why, you know, he's not getting there because, you know, he's a skinny guy already. So, but that's what I think.
Appreciate your phone call. Leaves line open 312-332-ESPN is our phone number. Some thoughts now from Matt Nagy, because you know the elephant in the room, not me. The elephant in the room is what's going on with special teams and Cody Parkey. I mean, that was awful. As is all-timer. That was pretty bad on Sunday. And because of the money for some of these players, you would think, like, that same day, cut him, right? But then you think about the money situation. It kind of reminds me of Mason Crosby with the Green Bay Packers a couple weeks ago. Like, you think that would be the end for Crosby. No, you give him another opportunity. If that's the worst that Parkey's going to be, that's fine. But you just know he's just not automatic like Robbie Gould. He's just not. And hopefully his confidence isn't shattered. But boy, that was pretty bad.
Oh no, there's zero chance of that.
Matt, did Cody benefit from practicing down here during the week? And is that a consideration?
Could he benefit from coming down here? No, it's pretty windy up at Hallis Hall too. You know, but if you visually with the goalposts and the stands being in the back, but. He has to just keep kicking away and staying positive. This is a part of the job. It's not easy. So you gotta be mentally strong.
Mm-mm. That is a mistake by Matt Nagy. That's a rookie mistake right there. He has no idea of the wind conditions down here, downtown. Matt Nagy just outsmarted himself there. Now there was, I don't know who, that sounded like Mark Potash, but I'm not sure who asked that question. It obviously was someone who understands the wind conditions that's been covering the Bears long enough to be able to ask that question. I mean, it's a smart question.
Oh, no. There's zero chance of that.
Matt, did Cody benefit from practicing down here during the week, and is that a consideration?
Could he benefit from coming down here? No, it's pretty windy up at Hallis Hall, too.
Yeah, you have no idea what he's talking about. And no one's told him either. I mean, I think it's ignorance, but also no one told him that, yeah, you should have somebody open up the gate at Soldier Field and let that guy kick. That way, for two reasons. One, for confidence sake. Yeah, there's nobody in the building. There's nobody at Soldier Field booing him. But he needs to be able to get used to those wind conditions during the daytime or at night. He should be down there twice a week. It's not the same. So I don't know why he said that.
He should be in a hotel Friday and Saturday down here where he can literally Uber or just walk.
And just get used to it. So he needs to have a ball boy or somebody to help him. That's just Nagy's just not aware. That's all. Someone needs to talk to him. I'll talk to Dan Jiggets about that coming up at 8:10. The doors should be open at Soldier Field for him to learn how to kick in these elements. Soldier Field and Lake Forest are not the same. It's not the same. So, okay. And maybe someone has kind of pulled Nagy to the side and probably told him, like, I know what you said in the press conference, but let me tell you what other kickers and what other special teams people have said about playing and kicking in Soldier Field. All right, 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. BC is in Blue Island with Jonathan Hood on ESPN 1000. Hey, BC.
What up, Brother Hood? Bless you with love and happiness.
Bless you with love and happiness.
Hey, check it out, my man. I follow the Bears year-round. I'm talking about from the coaching hiring to free agency to the draft. It feels good to be in mid-November still talking about the Bears being in the hunt. Because the last couple of years this time, we already done gave up on the season, man. Mm-hmm. So the Bears are definitely a 6-3 team, and we on the rise. It's only two parts of the Bears that concern me. Obviously, we already talked about the kicker. I worry about him in close games. But the running game and Jordan Howard, I'm hoping that when it get cold, we can really lean on him in them cold months. But, man, three yards a pop not going to cut it for your number one back. Them the only two things that concern me.
Man, hey, man, it's 7:45. You late for Bible study.
Hey, yeah, I know, bro, but I just got off.
Oh, BC, I'm glad you checked in. Appreciate your phone call. Now he leaves the line open. 312-332-ESPN is our phone number. Let's go to. He said, yeah, but I just get off work. Thank you for the time. Ryan in Lockport on ESPN 1000 with Jonathan Hood. Hey, Ryan.
How you doing, Hood?
Good, hey, thanks.
I listen to this all the time. Keep it up, man.
Thank you.
Anyways, hey, I just wanted to comment on back to, I think the Bears could definitely be 8-1.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that game with the Packers, what's his face, 23, definitely should have made that catch. I mean, he's a high-ranked draft pick back in the day. But back to Cody Parkey, I mean, hitting the uprights four times, that's pretty impressive. But as a kicker, I mean, he should definitely be hit. He should definitely be in that stadium each day, especially with the conditions in the center and stuff. I don't know. That's all I got to say. I want to hear what you got to say. Thank you, my man.
I agree with you, Ryan, as far – listen, the Bears are 6-3 for a reason. Is because you take a look at the losses that they had, right? If we're going to go to the losses, let's go to the losses. The Bears were not ready to win that game against the Packers, even though they dominated in the first half. It surprised everybody on how the RPOs were working offensively. But again, you saw a defense that was not ready to play. And of course, you give the credit to Aaron Rodgers, more so you give it to the Bears. Give credit to Aaron Rodgers for being able to come off the gurney and be able to win that second half. And then from there, the loss against the Dolphins, that was a winnable game. But this is a National Football League. You're going to lose games. And then the Patriots game, the Bears weren't going to win that game, even though they only lost by 7. Point is that you don't look at the Bears in the prism of Kansas City or the Rams or the New Orleans Saints, because the Bears aren't that good. They're still trying to figure things out. So if you see one loss, so you think, okay, they should only lost one game. Listen, 6-3 is exactly who they are. That's exactly who they are. Now, can they get better? That's the question. But those other losses that they had weren't ready to win that first game. Should have won in that the Dolphin game. Should have won the Patriot game. But it would have, should have. It didn't happen. So now they're learning from their mistakes and trying to get better every week. And I think that's a good thing. All right, 312-332-ESPN is our phone number. Let me tell you something about Illinois Media School. So, I want to ask you a question. Do you have a job that you're in right now that you don't like? A career that you don't like? And you want to start over? You want to do something different, something new? Do you love sports? Do you love news? Do you love production? Do you love music? there's an opportunity for you to go to Illinois Media School. Two locations, one in Chicago, one in Lombard. I want you to go and call this number. It's 630-916-1700. 630-916-1700. Financial aid is available for those who qualify. Call now because classes start soon for Illinois Media School. I want you to think about this. Maybe you've always wanted to be a DJ, someone at the club, someone at school, someone in your family says, boy, you got a great voice for blank, great voice for radio, great presence for television, great production skills. Well, think about it. Illinois Media School can get you to that next level. On-air DJ, television host, YouTube star, or social media influencer. It all starts at Illinois Media School. And once you enroll at the Illinois Media School, you will start taking broadcasting classes right away. No need for math and English classes like a four-year school. If you're passionate about this side of the business, whether it's production behind the scenes, creating for others, if you're in the business to be in front of the camera or behind the camera, Illinois Media School is the place to go. So again, call this number, 630-916-1700, 630-916-1700, 630-916-1700 for Illinois Media School. Two locations, one in Chicago, one in Lombard. It's right there for you. Schedule a visit. See if it's right for you. Illinois Media School. All right, still to come, some thoughts about Jimmy Butler. Oh, Jimmy Butler is now at the 76ers, from the Bulls to the Timberwolves to now Philadelphia. What other team could he screw up?
As I combine all the juice from the mind, heal up, wheel up, bring it back, come rewind.
Jonathan Hood on ESPN 1000. Under the Hood with Jonathan Hood. Weeknights on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
Jonathan Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. Hit me up on Twitter, twitter.com, tweet J Hood. Do you know about the Under the Hood podcast? Under the Hood podcast. Look for that. Wherever you download your podcast, look for Under the Hood with Jonathan Hood. Hit the subscribe button. Download the podcast right into your device. That way you never miss an episode. iTunes, Apple Music, TuneIn app, Google Play, wherever you find podcasts, look for Under the Hood with Jonathan Hood. Download it right into your device. That way you never miss one of our shows. Hey, sometimes you're busy at night. You don't get a chance to hear all of our shows, but you can never miss it if you just download the Under the Hood with Jonathan Hood podcast. College football rankings are out. The committee has come together, and the four is still the same. Alabama, number one, Clemson, two, Notre Dame, three, and Michigan, four. Michigan at 9-1, but there's a whole bunch of other teams that are 9-1, too, including Cincinnati, Utah State, Ohio State, Washington State, Virginia, West Virginia, Oklahoma, and Georgia. Georgia is my team, and Georgia's number five on this list, and Oklahoma's number six. You know, I got a little hand-wringing going on because I'm thinking that, well, Georgia lost to LSU, but Michigan lost to Notre Dame early in the season. They've been able to run off a terrific schedule for themselves. We'll talk to Brett Edwards more about this coming up at 9:35 here on ESPN 1000. But the college football rankings is brought to you by Four Winds Casino in South Bend. Great time at Four Winds Casino South Bend this past Saturday. Chris Bleck and Adam Abdallah and yours truly, we had a great time on Saturday broadcasting live from Four Winds Casino South Bend. Four Winds Casino South Bend, escape the everyday. Hope that you get a chance to watch some games there too. If you're a Notre Dame fan, it's coming from a game, or if you're going to watch a game, definitely that's the spot. I've been there now, gosh, about half dozen times, and it's pretty much of a new place, but it's a great place too. Conveniently located, great food, great atmosphere. Nicole does a great job there. Ask for Nicole when you go there, and but she does a great job. So the college football playoff rankings are out. We'll talk more about it with Brad Edwards coming up at 9:35 here on ESPN 1000. So the four is fine. I look forward to seeing how Michigan is able to finish out the season to see if they maintain their number four status. But I have no problem with Alabama, Clemson, or Notre Dame being in the top three. Absolutely. Notre Dame has had a terrific season. If you're an Irish fan, you should be proud of what you've been able to produce here. Because now you have not just one, you have two quarterbacks now that can be able to get it done in this offense. Every game, they're better and better. Every game, the Irish is getting better to the point where now they're dangerous. So it's been a great season for Brian Kelly right here on the home of the Irish, ESPN 1000. So I look forward to seeing what's the next step for Notre Dame as they take on Syracuse coming up this weekend. some thoughts about Jimmy Butler. Where is he going after the Sixers? That's next.
Jonathan Hood on ESPN 1000.